This is program number LW2139. Well, General Zachary Taylor became our 12th president back in the mid-1800s. I want to tell you something he did one day. I think you'll find it interesting. Hi, this is Larry West. He never let his popularity make him arrogant. In fact, his humility became almost legendary. One Virginian officer said of General Zachary Taylor these words, "He was perfectly unaffected by his brilliant successes. Plain and unassuming in his kind of manners, mild and affable in his disposition, and kind and courteous in his demeanor." That's why I guess everyone laughed that day when a young aristocrat who had joined the army and Zachary Taylor had a confrontation. You see, among the volunteers for the Florida campaign was this young man from a rather high society family. Those during his day called him a gentleman's son. Well, after several days of rainy weather, mud, and no shelter, this boy went to his captain with his complaints. But his captain was anything but sympathetic with him. So the boy decided to talk with General Zachary Taylor himself. He marched over to his commander's headquarters, asked to see the general, and was startled to see the general dressed in no better attire than any private in the army. He marched over to him and rather patronizingly began his address. "General Taylor," he began, "I'm devilish glad to see you. Am indeed," he said. The general nodded politely. "General," the boy continued, "you'll excuse me, but since I've been here, I've been doing all I could do for you. Have indeed. But the fact is, the accommodations are very bad. They are indeed. Mud, sir. Am having to lie down in it, actually. And the fact is, General, I'm a gentleman's son and not used to it." Well, after listening to all this arrogant jibber-jabber, Zachary Taylor expressed his regrets that any such annoyances should exist under any circumstances in a civilized army. "Well, but General," said the young man, "what am I to do?" And Taylor said, "Why, really, I don't know, unless you take my place." And the young man said, "Well, now, that's civil, 'tis indeed." Then the boy said, "Of course, I don't mean to turn you out, but a few hours' sleep, a cot or a bunk or anything, would be so refreshing. Your place? Where is it, General?" And Taylor said, "Oh, just drop down anywhere about here, any place around camp." Well, the boy was stunned for a moment. Then he smiled and said, "Well, no wonder they call you Rough and Ready." And in the midst of all the smiles from the other men around, except Zachary Taylor, of course, the young man returned to his unit, prepared to take his chances with the weather. You know, we can make a lot of points out of that story today, but what stands out to me, really, is Zachary Taylor himself. There was a leader of men, one who commanded the respect from all those who knew him. He was a man unafraid to drop down and sleep in the mud right there with the rest of his men. You know, that's not the message we get these days. These days, it's you've got to look out for old number one, you know. Do it to them before they do it to you. Today, it's show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. You flip on the television set and there's a big hamburger staring you in the face and 85 voices say, "Have it your way." All that is what we're being told. But that's what makes a man like Zachary Taylor so refreshing. You know, the world is made up of two kinds of people, the givers and the takers. Two people enter a room. The taker says, "Here I am." And the giver says, "Ah, there you are." I'm just wondering today, which do you want to be? The world is repelled by the takers, but it's attracted to the givers. Zachary Taylor was not above his men. He dropped down in the mud with them to sleep and eat and live. And you know, that's what makes Jesus Christ so exciting. He dropped down here with you and me. He became one of us. And what he did among us caused God the Father to exalt Jesus above every other name. Being a giver, a servant, is what heaven is all about. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.